June 2nd, 1899. The greatest favor for a soul is to make her know herself. This morning, my most sweet Jesus wanted to make me touch my nothingness with my own hands. In the act in which he made himself seen, the first words he directed to me were, "Who I am, and who are you?" In these two words, I saw two immense lights. In one, I comprehended God. In the other, I saw my misery, my nothingness. I saw myself as nothing but a shadow, like the shadow that the sun forms in irradiating the earth. It is dependent on the sun, and as the sun moves from it to other places, the shadow ceases to exist outside of its splendor. The same for my shadow, that is, my being. It is dependent on the mystical sun, God, who can undo this shadow in one simple instant. What to say, then, about how I have deformed this shadow that the Lord has given me, which is not even my own? The mere thought of it is horrifying. Stinking, putrid, all verminous. Yet, in such a horrid state, I was forced to stand before a God so holy. Oh, how content I would be if I could hide myself in the darkest abysses. After this, Jesus told me, "The greatest favor I can do to a soul is to make her know herself." The knowledge of self and the knowledge of God go together. The more you know yourself, the more you know God. The soul who has known herself, seeing that she can do nothing good by herself, transforms this shadow of her being in God. And it happens that in God she does all her operations. It happens that the soul is in God and walks beside Him, without looking, without investigating, without speaking. In a word, as if she were dead. In fact, knowing the depth of her nothingness, she does not dare to do anything by herself, but she blindly follows the trajectory of the operations of the Word. It seems to me that to a soul who knows herself, it happens as to those people who travel in a steamer, in moving from one point to another, without taking a step of their own, they make long journeys, but everything by virtue of the steamer that transports them. In the same way, the soul, by placing herself in God, just like the people in the steamer, makes sublime flights on the way of perfection, fully knowing, however, that it is not because of her, but by virtue of that blessed God who carries her within Himself. Oh, how the Lord favors, enriches, concedes the greatest graces, knowing that she attributes everything not to herself, but to Him. Oh, soul who know yourself, how fortunate you are!